I don't sing and I don't dance, but I can make romance. Yeah, nothing I can do, yeah. I can watch innercitygeeks.com all day long, yeah. I want you guys listening right now, tuning in into the danger zone. Right now, I want you to watch and listen to everything from the Inner City Geeks, yeah.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks Podcast. It's Steve here, and this is episode 149 episodes of this fucking show. And today, I am joined by Brian.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Brian? How's it going?
Good, you know, and the reason why I wasn't on last week is basically so tired from packing and moving and
moving yay. Moving on up to the east side, I guess.
I don't have a compass on me, but you know, basically, I grew up in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. Well, not the Bensonhurst Bay Ridge area, and it's like, even when I lived in Staten Island, friends don't let friends live in Staten Island.
Yeah, no, exactly. You
and I made that clear a long time ago.
Well, yeah, most definitely.
Shit, I wasn't even in line yet. I was still doing building security like a loser. Now I'm one of the cool kids. But I mean, it's wild because like when I met Megan and like natural progression and all that stuff, it's like I was. Hey, I'm back in Bay Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
So I never got to leave Bay Ridge. And I'm like, wow, all my friends live in the Slope or the Kensington area. So now I'm going to move into the Kensington area. And I was saying to you before, it's a 12-minute walk to work.
Yeah.
Bye, MTA.
Bye.
Good boy. I was so happy as yesterday. The way my budget is right now, I do the weekly Metro card because it's actually better for me than the monthly.
Absolutely. Right? I always did the weekly as well. Like,
because you figure the monthly always falls on the time when all the bills come out.
Right, exactly.
You know, Netflix and Hulu and Prime and Google and the gym and
everything.
You know, and your mom and, you know.
Yeah,
Wow, I just threw that right in there. Anyway, all the bills come out, and then, like, oh, hey, I gotta pay, what is it, like, $1,000 by now?
You gotta pay a bunch of everything. Yeah.
You gotta, like, sell your left nut to be on the train?
Yeah. Well, in my case, it was the right, so, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, for me, so they switched it when I was gonna train. without warning, too. I mean, come on, MTA. Really? No notice?
Yeah, no. Of course not. Why would they let you know?
Right. I mean, shit. Anyway, so, like, now, like, adding it up, and now they're going to raise the fare by $1 each week?
Yeah, or it's going to be, like, $3 in the next couple of weeks, in the next few months or something like that.
$33 a week, if you times that by four, is $132 a month that I'm not going to have to pay. No more. It's like, oh, buy this $20 Metro card. It's going to last me 6 weeks, and I'll be cool with that.
Quote the Raven, nevermore.
Right. Yep, exactly.
Yeah, fuck that.
Mm-hmm. Fuck that shit, indeed.
Yeah, because that Metro card, it's a bitch. Like, yes, it is a necessity for a lot of people, and I get it. But the fact that they've raised the price so much just for a single fare is insane.
Well, I mean, they're gonna keep it at $275.
But when you get like a new card or some shit like that.
But there's some weird, like, whatever 10% bonus that supposedly the strap hangers receive, they're not doing that anymore.
Okay.
I was like, I don't remember ever getting a bonus for riding the train.
Yeah, like if you had like a certain, if you put in a certain amount of money, that would give you like a little bit more.
Yeah, it's like, okay, it didn't really seem to be a thing when I,
But
I would buy my
it's
car.
something that most people never really paid attention to.
True, very true, but
Yeah, because you gotta remember, like a lot of people, they just didn't wind up using. There was always like extra change on your Metro card at the end of the month.
yeah, the change that kind of added up, like the tally that you would take from Superman 3.
Right, exactly.
Oh, follow me.
Goddamn wheels.
Right. Actually, my wife actually just brought up Office Space recently in the Superman 3
Oh,
virus.
nice. That's
She
awesome.
she's a nit. She's a nerd in training.
Okay.
Well,
That's
I
the
mean,
thing
she
about
is.
training. Yeah,
Hey,
that's
but
usually what.
I gotta say, she's super supportive of the habit, and well, habit is more like, my addiction.
Right, yeah. Well, you would think that she would have to be supportive in the fact that she actually married you, knowing that what you do is you buy toys.
Right. And it's so funny how life goes out, how life is, because like, one girlfriend was like, okay, this is whatever. Another girlfriend after was like, oh, why do you have these? And therefore Megan's all like, oh, you need a shelf. Okay.
Yeah. You
Yeah.
need an entire room just for your
Right.
toy.
So the new place is going to have a room which is going to basically be my nerd cave.
Yay.
So we had a room, and I'm sorry, we had a cabinet in the kitchen that we pulled down the other day because it didn't have doors. Like it's IKEA stuff, and like we're like, oh, there's no doors on this thing. So
Okay.
Megan's all like, oh, well, we need doors for our kitchen. Take those without the doors and just hang them in the nerd room.
Oh, sweet.
So like, I'm gonna hang it away where like the cats can't get to it.
Yes, that'll be a good idea.
And I think I want to. I don't know if I want to put all the Figure Arts Iron Man figures I have up, or my Spider-Man
Like in
universe.
Mark 1 and shit.
Yeah, I have the. I mean, you've. I'm sure I sent you pics, or like I've spoken about it before. I have a ton of SH Figure Arts Iron Man figures.
Yeah, I know.
So like, even down to like Tony Stark and his couch.
That's right. Yes, you do have the couch. I
I
forgot
have the
about that.
couch.
Yeah.
I have the Tony Stark with like the pad where he like does his Iron Man 3 stuff.
Where he's all depressed and shit.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know what I want to put up there yet. I even have a Punisher from Diamond Select. I have a Punisher figurine statue. It looks posable, but I don't want to move it and break it.
Break it.
It's of the John Berthold Punisher, where in one hand he has the machine gun and the other hand he has Daredevil's helmet.
For a second, I thought you were going to say, one hand he has a machine gun, the other hand he has Kelly.
Oh.
Haha. Ba-doom.
Not even funny.
Awful. I know. I don't care. Fuck it.
Edited from the podcast.
Nope. It'll be in there.
Oh.
It's in the show.
But yeah, like it was, so it's great to be back. Like I said, last week wasn't able to be on.
It's all good, dude. We have our lives. Just like this week, we don't really have Alex right now, so.
Yeah, right now he's like, hey, Alex. What? Oh, he was Thanos.
That what?
He was Thanos.
Yeah, exactly. He was snapped away.
He was, not for the snap picked up in the mic, but anyway,
right.
Yeah.
I got you.
So, Thanos took our friend.
It's all good. It's all good. He'll be back in possibly next week.
We'll
or
put him back.
Yeah, or maybe even like later on in this episode. We don't know.
We'll put him back together like a really, really.
We're like Humpty Dumpty.
Oh.
He had a great fall.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
You know, things have been good though on my side. I am still recovering from Toy Fair.
I know, yeah. He's taking me some time.
God, it's more draining than Comic-Con, dude.
Well, because you're not just going just to have fun. You're going there to actually work and actually do shit that is gonna better what you're doing, you know?
Right. So, New York Comic Con, for those listening, is exciting and fun, and you get to see some random stuff, and you know, you just have a blast when you're there, especially for you rookies. Then as you go to more of those, you're like, oh, this is excruciating, and why am I here? But I love every second. But for Toy Fair, it's like, I think, I forget if I brought this up on the Toy Fair one that I, you know, 2 weeks ago, when the area on 34th Street, when you're at 34th in that specific area leading downward at Comic-Con, it's one of those, I can't move a muscle because nobody does anything because they're all bleeding into Cosplay Alley.
Right.
But for Toy Fair, that's my press lounge.
Yeah.
And it's like,
Well, because
oh,
you got to think about it, the press lounge
big
is
stuff.
like everybody that's there is pretty much press.
Right. I mean, outside of press, you got wholesaler, you have retailer, and maybe like who was ever in charge of like
And vendors and shit.
vendors, yeah, but like sales slash media, like those people,
Right, yeah. Like
like
public relations peoples and shit.
right, like my connection from Diamond Select, right?
Gotcha.
So Zach from Diamond is in charge of media and sales.
Okay.
So he's the guy where you make the appointment and you're like, hey, what am I allowed to take pictures of? What's not allowed?
They're like, sorry, sir, but you're not allowed to take pictures of anything. Go fuck yourself.
Well, basically, because Diamond Select is one of those behind
Very
the curtain.
selective. Ah.
So Diamond is one of those like, hey, it's behind the curtain retailers, right?
Gotcha.
I mean, this year they were actually really cool, and they were like, hey, you can take pictures of whatever you'd like.
Okay.
Last year, it was like, okay, this is yes, this is no, yes to this, shoot from below.
Shoot from below.
Yeah. And now I rhyme the nursery rhyme.
Ah, yes. You are quite an MC, sir.
Right. So last year, when I was doing footage for Shartimus, it's like, I was able to shoot certain things, but there was also Marvel Black Panther stuff, which Black Panther wasn't released. Well, Black Panther came out that weekend, so it wasn't quite ready to be shown. So it's like, I mean, I saw Black Panther last year during Toy Fair, like the third day or second day. And I was like, oh, I see why they didn't allow that. No. But now with this whole, you know, they were really cool. I mean, it was like, hey, what do you want to take pictures of? I was like, whatever you want me to take pictures of, you
Whatever I
know?
can take pictures of.
Exactly. And I was like, oh, well, everything's allowed. Cool. I'll only take pictures of what's not released yet or what hasn't been shown. So if it was at New York, if it was at San Diego, if it was at Toy Fair last year, it's out there already, you
Yeah.
know? Let me just take pictures of today. And Zach was like, yeah, take these things, you know? And I grabbed a bunch of stuff, and we're actually credited on the Foosh
Oh,
website.
sweet. Oh, cool.
Yeah, so Foosh. Push. So like I took a bunch of Diamond Select photos. You know, it's funny because I was like, I don't know if I'm going to do this because I was having too much fun hanging out with Veebs and Robo from Foosh. They were in from Arkansas and Missouri, I want to say. But
Midwestern countries.
Midwestern stuff. But Brian, Robo, and Nick, who is Veebs, they were like, I mean, Robo I met last year at Toy Fair. And let me tell you, like, the way the guy is in his videos, he's twice as cool in person.
Okay.
You know, and, like, super humble, and, like, it's that Midwestern, you know, like, yeah, you're from New York, you're all tough.
Got that Midwestern charm, I guess you could say.
But it's like, yeah, exactly. He's like, but I'm from the Midwest, they're just nicer. And super, super humble. I mean, last year he bought me lunch and like I was prepared to pay and he's like, nah, I got this. At TikTok, just, you know, what the hell's that other diner, Skylight, guy driven? You know, the one that sucks over by the Javits Center.
I don't remember the name. I know what you're talking about.
You know, with the blue on the left side. So there's that, right? But nah, it's like, yeah, they were really cool. And
awesome.
Yeah. And it's like you get there and like God, it's just like this energy that's really, oh man, I wish you were there for that.
It's okay. It's okay.
Come next year, man. You can get in.
I'm pretty sure I can.
You can. You know, shit. There's like, you know, we get there and there's like coffee and muffins and.
Ooh, coffee and muffins.
Free Laffy Taffy and all that other.
What? Laffy Taffies?
Well, it looked like it was Taffy. I don't know if it was Laffy or.
Oh, it's just Taffy.
It's just Taffy. Oh.
I want to laugh too.
Oh.
God damn it.
You're laughing at the taffy because of knockoff.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, it was cool because like Dan Larson from Toy Galaxy was there this year.
Oh, sweet.
He's really nice.
Is he?
Yeah. And he was there. I got to meet him this year. And I got to meet, I don't know if you, do you guys follow Action Figure Junkie?
I'm not too sure. I don't think I do. No.
So this guy, Bob Trait, he's the action figure junkie.
Okay.
He was there, and like I got to meet him. So this year press was crazy, right? So like you go there, like oh, there's every seat taken. So here I am sitting there at the table and have my I didn't have my Mac, but cat. So I'm sitting there with my phone. I'm like, I'm editing video and stuff. And my bag on one table, on one chair. And I'm like, I see this guy sitting down, like, leaning up against the wall. I'm like, hey. I'm like.
You're like, hey, I think I know you.
No. I knew I followed the Instagram. I didn't know the face though. So like, I see him. I'm like, hey, I'm just sitting here by myself eating breakfast. My bag's on the chair. But if you need to sit here, please don't lean up against the wall. And he's like, ah, thank you. And like, he and his wife get to the table and we're chatting. Then before you know it, we were running around the Bluefin Tamashii Nations booth. Which they got a... Oh my God. So Bluefin Tamashii has a lot already, but pay close attention to Storm Collectibles.
Okay.
Storm is going to be one of the, like, oh, you bought it for how much? 80? Okay. That's our old pricing. You're going to pay 160 now.
Jesus Christ.
So Storm, I got the I bought last year at Midtown Comics. I bought the Storm Collectibles Player two Ryu from Street Fighter V. That was the blue gi with the yellow bandana. They upgraded their style, and now it's like, oh, you want the evil Ryu? Well, he's 80, not 70 or 60. Oh, you want Violent Ken? Sure. Hey, here's Shinakuma. Here's the entire Mortal Kombat license. I mean, I've sent you pics. There's Goro and like all the ninjas and shit. They're coming out with you ever play MK3?
Yeah, I remember.
The robot ninjas, Smoke and Cyrax, and the red one.
Yeah, I remember. I remember.
Yeah. So you remember?
I remember.
You remember?
I remember.
So, yeah, what's his name? Cyrax, the yellow one, is coming with the green netting to wrap around your other Mortal Kombat figures.
Interesting.
So, yeah, there's so much coming. But what I think is pretty cool is they actually just announced they're doing the Gears of War license.
Really?
Yeah. And I'll send you the pic later. They did, because I took like 12 of those. They're doing Marcus and Cole first.
Really?
And I'm a big Gears of War fan. I haven't played in a couple
I
of
need to see
years.
this.
Yeah, I haven't played Gears of War in a handful of years since maybe around when 3 came out, when I used to do concert security and I worked a private event for Microsoft. And they got, so it's two different head sculpts for Marcus, one in which is the beard from Gears 5. I never played 4. And then you got Cole. Marcus, you also got the beardless head, which is going to be from 1, 2, and 3. Cole comes with the football helmet.
Really?
Yeah, when he's, the Cole train, and I'm like, okay, you win. And we're getting a GameStop exclusive of Marcus.
Interesting.
So that'll be out within the next 2 months,
Very
or
interesting.
midway around when whenever the game comes out.
Very
So
interesting. Okay.
I guess this slowly turned into the Toy Fair episode of Nintendo
Yeah, for now,
right
not
now.
the end, not the end.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, God, what, my
Well,
third?
it's good for the scoops, you know? Like
I
now a lot
know,
of
yeah.
people know what's coming out.
Right. I mean, hey,
And technically it is geek shit, so
it is geek shit. I mean, hey, toys. Hey, toys.
yeah, hey toys.
That should be the new slogan.
Yeah, exactly.
What else was do? Well, yeah, I got to run around the McFarlane booth this place there.
Okay.
I didn't get to see Todd. I didn't get to say hello to Todd.
It's okay.
Todd,
You don't always have to say hello to Todd.
right. I mean, Todd was busy. He was, I mean, he would have said what's up, but like he was in the middle of like, hey, this display is off by 90 degrees. I need to move it 89 degrees Celsius, like
Yeah, he's being
run
very
into
particular
closer.
about shit, which is understandable because he makes a bazillion dollars a month.
Yeah, exactly. So he, like 10 minutes. Like I said, at work.
Yeah, I know. It's fine. It's perfectly understandable.
Yeah, Todd was really cool. I mean, when I got to meet him in 2016, he was busy moving around some things, but I did get to find out about the they're actually redoing all their articulations.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, because that's something I didn't know that they were actually going to plan on doing.
So they're no longer doing statues, pretty much.
Okay.
Not crazy. The hat looks crazy.
Oh, he's crazy, lady. He's crazy.
Still there?
Yep, so here.
Hear me?
Yeah.
Hello?
God damn it. God damn it. Articulation.
Hello?
Yes.
Sorry, I don't know. I hit like the pause or whatever on my headset, and it kind of.
I heard everything that was going on.
Huh. Well, like I said, at work. So Todd was in the middle of doing things, and I did get to find out that from now on, McFarlane toys are not going to be statues.
I know, yeah, you were just saying that, yeah. You're talking about the articulation being not as shitty anymore.
Right. So, like, I don't play Fortnite. Right? I don't play Fortnite, but the latest figures from McFarlane in the Fortnite line are super articulated.
Really?
Yeah, so the Fortnite figures are like double jointed knees and elbows and all that other stuff that one wants from an articulated figure.
Okay.
So when the Fortnite line came out, they're like, wait, these are McFarlane? And
oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so like I got to pose around with the bear. Was it Cuddle Team Leader?
Okay, I don't know the name of any of them, but okay.
It's a person in a pink bear suit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I don't play Fortnite, but like I really want to get these things.
You know, it is actually a very fun game. It's like a better version of like fucking Call of Duty and shit.
Mm-hmm. Then maybe.
Yeah, because first off, it's not first person shooter. It's a third person shooter.
Okay.
And you're not just killing people. You're building shit and trying to protect your shit while you play.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a shoot 'em up fucking protect your fortress type shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, so like. A lot of people are kind of like, oh my God, well, McFarlane got the DC license from Mattel.
Yeah, and I think we spoke about it last week that they got the whole DC license now too.
Yeah, so like the thing about that being McFarlane, they're not going to be a Batman statue. He's going to have the full-on articulation of...
The moving on Batman stuff.
Yeah.
That's gonna be dope, dude. That's exciting. It's very exciting.
Yeah, so the fact that like we're gonna get a fully McFarlane articulated Batman figure or Superman figure, it's gonna be nice that like, oh, they're not gonna be like, oh, I can move an elbow but not the leg.
Mm-hmm.
Batman can't do the running knee kick that he does, it's
you know. Posable.
Right. That's pretty dope.
Fuck yeah. Oh yeah. I guess to kind of get off of toy stuff.
Yeah.
For finally after like a long fucking time, I've gotten back into playing video games.
Yeah, I saw that you
purchased
a 360 now.
Yeah, I had it, like I've mentioned it before. Like, got a 360, and I I started playing some video games.
Look at you moving up to the modern century.
I guess you can say I'm moving up. I don't know. But I started playing Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
What do you think?
It's at the beginning, I was kind of like thrown off a bit because the person you're fighting, as Leonidas or whatever.
Right.
And it didn't make any sense to me. I was trying to figure it out. Like, the moves weren't fucking working for me. I was like, what the fuck? This is stupid. Why is this so difficult right now? Right. But then I'm like, okay, it's just the beginning, and you're playing as somebody that it's not really the person that you're supposed to be playing as. So I was like, okay, whatever. I did what I had to do. It took me like fucking 20 fucking minutes to do it, but I figured it out. And after that, I was like, okay, this makes more sense now. Now it's more playable. After like fucking they go into it, and they're like, oh yeah, you got to start off here. Okay, cool. I can do it.
But what's that? What era is that? Because I know, like, Origins was...
It's like Greece. Like, ancient Greece.
Is that the most recent one?
I believe so.
Okay. Then, yeah, a friend of mine was thinking about that, too.
But yeah, it kind of goes around, like, fucking, like, it's all in ancient Greece. And fucking, so it goes over the whole, like, fucking... I guess it kind of ventures into like the Homer stuff in a way.
Okay.
I don't know how realistic that's going to be.
Okay.
But yeah, like the Odyssey. Exactly.
Like for me, the last one I played was Origins. That was in ancient Egypt.
Yeah. But didn't you play like Black Flag or some shit like that too?
Which one? Black Flag?
Yeah.
Black Flag was the pirate one, which is the most underestimated hated game of the Assassin's line.
Uh-huh.
Black Flag is you're basically a pirate the entire game.
Right.
So naturally a lot of people hated it because they're like, oh, I can't run around. It's like, well, no, you're a pirate. You're going to be on a ship. You know,
interesting. Okay,
it was all right. I didn't mind Black Flag. I got it free with my PlayStation 4, like what, 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And then Syndicate, which was the twins. No, there was one in between those, and that's where they started doing the scaling down the building.
Right.
Where you just didn't go, hey, I want a building. Oh, I fell. Like, oh, I want to gradually slide left. Okay. You could do that now. Like, that was, that was whatever was in between those two. And then Origins was ancient Egypt. But it was so well done to the point where you could run throughout the course of the Egyptian desert, right, the Sahara, for 10 minutes and get lost.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, like you just keep running. You're like, oh, yeah.
It's always fun to be playing a game and get lost in the middle of the fucking game. Like, right. You're actually running around in real life. You're like, what the fuck? Where the fuck am I?
Right. Like,
yeah.
The compass on the game. It'll be like, oh, hey, yeah, I'm still running. Hey, why is it like at 2,900, 3,200, 3,500, et cetera? And you're like, oh, the pyramid is like 1,500 kilometers that way.
Right. That's kind of the reason why I hated fucking, what's that stupid other game that was like that? Fucking, what the fuck was it called? Jesus Christ. My brain just... had a fart. Hey. Skyrim.
I closed in like 4 minutes. I'm not taking any more cash though.
Okay.
All right.
I can see.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, so Skyrim really annoyed me. It was the same thing. It was like the whole fucking ride around, ride on a fucking horse for fucking like 30 minutes to an hour.
Not just Tequila.
Oh no.
At all.
Even like it's
the. I got the. Yeah.
Yeah.
Steve, hang on.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Tequila's right here. Yeah, tequila like here.
Smallest bottle.
Smallest would be the Camarena. I don't carry anything smaller than that.
What do you recommend? Good ones, like really, really good ones.
Really, really good ones.
Yeah.
The Cimarron, the Libalula, the Azul. Pretty much any of these.
Somebody wants to get fucked up.
It sells well. I don't trust it, though.
Wine. Good wine.
Like
high in alcohol level.
Primitivo, 14.5% alcohol from Italy.
No, 16 for 18.
No, they don't go that high.
No, there's the Sacchi, but they were like.
That's different, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, what's this? Sparking Iron.
That's a apple brandy.
Uh huh.
So this is 15.23.
All right.
Do you want a bag?
I would like one, yeah.
Sure.
Thank you.
Red wine, yeah.
Oh, shit, no.
White wine doesn't go that high up in alcohol. So, yes, no.
I didn't know that, you know.
Yeah,
I'm like a new drinker of wine. I'm learning. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to get that wine. Tequila. Is that the lowest tequila you have in here?
Yeah.
I'll get it. I'll take it.
All right.
I'm so sorry.
It's all right.
It's like I'm trying to be on a budget.
The Camarena?
Yeah.
Welcome to Inside the Life of Brian.
Grab that really quick for you.
Wasn't Life of Brian a movie too?
Welcome to Inside the Life of Brian.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I just caught you on the way out.
I was literally right? Just about to leave.
I don't know if you picked that. Okay. But,
yep.
Like all nice and like, you know, hey.
I'm sorry.
It's cool. Annoying. Don't worry about it. You're fine.
Okay. Oh, drink. You're fine. Hi.
Yeah. No customer for like a half hour. I'm like, oh, it's you're gonna close in 30 seconds. Okay, let me come in.
Let me come in and ask you. Like,
I need my booze.
Oh hey, shit, Alex, he's alive.
Alex has joined us.
Yeah. About fucking Assassin's Creed. I didn't want to just jump in the midst of it.
It's all good.
The whole double dutch thing. Do I go in? And then I heard Brian.
It seems like this was the perfect time, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, whatever. But like, you know, customer, I need booze. Hey.
Yeah. So, yeah, Assassin's Creed is pretty cool so far. It's not bad. I like it. It's interesting, like because what kind of like I was saying before, like what bothered me was the whole I was trying to fight with a fucking like with a fucking like a spear. I'm like, how the fuck do you fight with a spear? It's just stupid. Like, it couldn't really move around very much. You were just like fucking throwing the not even throwing the spear. You're just fucking like trying to ram the spear into somebody, and that should fucking barely work the entire time. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, I feel like the controls in the controls in Origins were different than, say, like the last like four games.
Right.
It's like, oh, hey, you have like no ability, but let me throw you against like the big bad with his like, you know, super leveled up mobility. Yeah.
Like I haven't played the Assassin's Creed game since the first one. So like going into this one, I'm like, okay, this is totally different than what I remember before.
This isn't my Assassin's Creed.
Right, exactly. but like I said, I am enjoying it so far, and I'm like, okay, I can dig it. I can see And it's really well done. To say it looks fucking great.
And graphically, they've gotten better throughout the course of the 10 years or so they've been around.
Yeah, they've been around for some time.
Certainly have.
Yeah, so I'm excited. I like it. I like it so far. So I'm gonna see how far they go, and if they do decide to go into like fucking into the ancient Greek literature stuffs.
You know, like, I know the writers are big on history stuff, so like it'd be nice to see them. I mean, they did 3, which was the American Civil War. Yeah. No, the Native Americans, something in that realm. Mm-hmm. So it'd be nice if like they
go into the depths of Hades.
Like, what if they go to like Salem witch trials? What if they did like Columbus?
Right, that would be cool if they did all that shit.
Yeah, yeah, they're gonna do Columbus, so you can see the truth of it, whatever. That, you know, that he raped and pillaged everybody and they discovered right. Shit.
But that's what they were all doing back then.
But you know what, though? You know what about Columbus Day? The kids get off. It's all about the children getting off that day for school. For the rape and pillage day.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. That's exactly what they do.
Go to your job on Columbus Day, whatever. Like, oh, I discovered this place. Give me all your stuff.
Yeah. It's like, oh, yeah, he murdered, like, well, he raped and pillaged all these people. But no, it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But you get that Monday off, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, not if you're an adult, only when you're a kid.
Yeah, as a child, yes.
Not ever. Let's say if your job gives you that day off or whatever the fuck, right? You still got to take care of things regardless. It's like, oh, right, yeah, I got a day off.
Yeah.
I got shit to do.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's get into some geek shit, man.
Oh, is that why we're here?
Yeah, that's why we're here. So
No, because we wanted to hear the sights and sounds of the life of Brian.
Yeah.
Life of Brian.
It's like the life and times of Tim. Remember that show?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the life and times of Brian.
Brian or whatever, a lot of the sound effects you hear there, whatever, it's like, oh my God.
The life of Brian, wasn't that like a movie?
Yeah, that's what I was saying before also, yeah.
He's torturing things, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Leaving a tape recorder so you can just hear, you know, hello. I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm blind again. Holy shit.
Oh, man. All
right. So, this week it was an interesting week, of course. Unfortunately, this week was full of death this week.
I know. Fucking Luke Perry, man.
Yeah, Luke Perry, fucking the lead singer of Prodigy. Who else? So, King Kong Bundy.
And Jan Michael Vincent. Fucking Airwolf.
Oh, he died too?
Yeah, he died today or yesterday or some shit. But
holy
yeah.
Shit, I didn't hear about that one. Okay, fuck.
I read about that one on the way to work today.
Goddamn.
I know.
Yeah, so a lot of death this week. A lot of fucking death, which is sad. Very fucking sad. And then we also got the news that fucking... Alex Trebek is on the verge of dying too.
Well, did you watch the video that he posted on?
Yeah, he can't die because he's legally contracted for another 3 years of Jeopardy.
He better fucking start recording every single fucking day.
Dude, you know what though? Like when I saw that video, I got him. I grew up with Jeopardy.
Me too.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and we all did. Yeah.
And, you know, and the whole thing is this, is like, I will tell you right now, there'll be a handful of times where I've actually, you know, answered the fucking whatever, the category.
The Daily Double.
Correctly. But I'd be like, but it would have to be, you know, I get like 1 or 2 in regular, but on Kids Jeopardy, fuck, man. I'm like, everything and comic book related cartoons, TV, like, oh, I got this shit.
He's like, I'm a man at Kids Jeopardy.
Yeah, I'll beat the fuck out of any child in fucking Children's Jeopardy.
They have the Jeopardy Tournament of Champions on Netflix right now.
Yeah, they do, and I think they have a lot of it on Hulu too.
I didn't even know that. Like, Megan and I have been watching, I mean, my wife and I have been watching, you know, they did the first two tournaments, and then, like, say a month later, yeah, about a month later, so this week they put it on, the newer ones, but it's like, damn, Alex Trebek, really? He has the Swayze cancer?
Yeah, he has the cancer that there's no coming back from.
Like I said, it's the Swayze.
Yeah.
That's what killed fucking
No,
Patrick
Swayze was a
Swayze.
ghost already, so it doesn't count.
Oh. Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah.
Oh. He could have probably roundhouse that kid, you know, Roadhouse, kick
Yeah.
his cancer away.
Roadhouse.
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 Yeah. If it was Chuck Norris, Chuck Norris gives cancer.
Yeah,
Oh,
exactly.
so
Chuck Norris gives cancer,
but no, like, yeah, we found out about the news. I was like, wow, fucking Alex Trebek.
Yeah, the one person you wouldn't expect to be dying anytime soon. Even though you know he's old as fuck, you're just like,
78,
he's gonna be
dude.
Yeah.
You know which version of Alex wouldn't have had cancer? The mustache
Yeah, exactly.
See, look, that's what happens. You shave the
I was
mustache,
thinking
you
the
get so
exact
old.
same thing.
He shaved and he gets it.
Oh man, imagine that's what it is. Like, you know, like listen, you gotta maintain some sort of masculinity or whatever. Don't go into that whole corporate thing or whatever. It has hair.
Right.
No facial hair, whatever.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, so sad, so sad, so sad. So
Well, you
apparently,
know,
we only got a few more months of Alex Trebek being around.
well,
I
he
have
said that
run.
he's gonna go for treatment. He's gonna try to fight.
You want to keep it with you?
I'll keep it with me, yeah.
You know what? But we already know it's stage four. Stage four is the final stages. This is the one that you would need
How are you?
like a real Hail Mary to fucking beat.
Oh yeah, most definitely. That's why I'm like, oh,
I mean,
it's gonna be tough to actually get through that one. So,
like, stage four is what got my dad. Like, it's just there.
it's also stage four. They got Charlie's dad too.
Yeah.
Wow. So far, my dad too.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my, I want. I think, if anything, I'm gonna be the first to say that Inner City Geeks fuck cancer.
Yeah, for real.
But in a lighter side of things, you guys heard about Arrow being canceled after
It's not
season?
canceled. They're not canceling it.
If they're closing it out after 10 episodes of
Exactly. Yes, they're closing it out. They're doing it on their own terms. They're shutting the show down themselves.
Yeah,
As a fan,
Green Batman, yeah.
so basically, as a fan of the series, I'm sad to see it go. But as a fan of the series, I've seen where it slowly started deteriorating.
Yeah.
And season seven has not been quite, oh, this is like, I need to be glued to my television. It's been like, oh, I'll wait like three or four episodes and then just binge.
Right.
I mean, sure, my schedule, you know, but three or four episodes in, I'm like, okay, like, the most recent one, it was good, but then it didn't really get good until the end. Mean, I don't know if you're caught up or whatever, or do you
I'm
care?
far from caught up on Arrow. I want to watch it, but the only thing I've watched is like four episodes of The Flash, and it's like from fucking like episode like six through no what was it? 8 through 10 or some shit like that. 8 through 11 or 12 or something like that I've watched for Flash,
Okay.
which is fucking
So
insane.
The Flash is their best series on CW right now in the
Yeah.
hero genre. It The Flash is where Arrow should be right now.
Right.
But Arrow, I mean, after season five, it slowly deteriorated. I mean, they kind of had it in they kind of had it where season 5 is going to be it in their head.
Mm-hmm.
But it, they kind of went, oh, well, we still have more story. Because season 5 ended the flashback, and now they're doing flash forward.
Yeah, flash forward to the end of the fucking series.
Well, we didn't know that at first.
I kind of figured that's what they were going to do.
Yeah, but it's like... It's okay that it's going to go.
Yeah, I'm not upset about it because, like I said, like they're doing it on their own terms. They're like, fuck it. We're going to end the show out the way, you know, we wanted it to actually end. And not by, like, the networks being like, yo, fuck you, you got to stop the show now. Without a final, like, closing.
And, I mean, season 7 has been good. But, again, if I could wait, like, a handful of episodes and watch, like, 3 or 4. Yeah. I'm okay with it going. It's gonna suck, but I'm like, you know.
And it's also it's also gotten to the point that you're just like, okay, now what the fuck is gonna happen? Like they've done so much shit to that show already. Like they've killed off so many characters, they've moved characters along to other series. Like what else is gonna happen now?
Well, that's normally what's going to happen with something like that. Like, you know, when it ends, somehow it'll probably segue to another show.
Right. Yeah, I mean, and they also said that they don't want that many superhero shows on TV, especially if you're going to do a Batwoman TV series with Ruby Rose.
Right, so that might take that slot.
Yeah, and you know what? After seeing her in that Infinite crossover, I'm okay.
Okay, I still haven't watched it yet, so I have to.
That actress, I'm like, okay, I didn't like her in Orange is the New Black.
Mm-hmm.
But yet when she showed up in John Wick 2, I'm like, okay, like I can see. And then when she was announced as Batwoman, I'm like, you know, she's not bad.
I actually enjoyed her in fucking, that last Resident Evil movie. She was pretty good at that.
Was she in? I stopped caring about that franchise after like 4.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
After the first one, it was just like the first one was all right. Like, and then what was it? The second one.
Yeah.
It's like, how is it you have Nemesis?
Cool. I enjoyed Nemesis.
And Nemesis, you like you're like half the cast is holding Nemesis.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I think Nemesis was played by Kevin Hart, if I'm correct.
That could be it, yeah. It sounds about right. Another thing that we saw, that I saw, actually, that was pretty interesting, and I saw this today, is, okay, Brian actually told me earlier in the week that Idris Elba is replacing Will Smith as Deadshot in Suicide Squad 2.
Yep.
And also they have they're going to be introducing new characters.
Yep.
As well. So they've said that the new set of baddies in this one are the goodies, I guess. Is going to be Ratcatcher.
Okay, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, this just came out like earlier today. They're gonna bring in King Shark, which we've seen on the Flash already.
Yep.
Polka Dot Man.
Wait, that's Mr. a fake.
Polka Dot.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah, he was like a super minor Batman villain back in the day, and the Peacemaker.
Huh.
Yeah. Which are all interesting characters. And of course, like you gotta remember, like this is all being done by fucking James Gunn, and he's a big fan of obscure characters and doing things with obscure characters and making them like pretty dope. Because as you know, he did fucking make the Guardians of the Galaxy one of the fucking biggest franchises in Marvel.
Well, you already know, dude. Guardians to me so far to this day is still one of my favorite Marvel movies to date.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Oh yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I watched that in theaters not knowing what to expect.
Okay, yeah, yeah, me too. I didn't either. I was like, okay, whatever.
And it was still good that I saw it twice in theaters.
Okay.
I want to say I saw it in 3D and 2D.
I don't think I saw it in 3D. I think I saw it in regular D.
But it was like, it's I just had a, yeah, I had a funny feeling that it was going to be that good. You know, I was like, okay, let me see. Let me see for myself what it's going to be like. And it honestly was one of the better films in the MCU.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Batista surprised me for being Drax.
Yeah, he was really fucking good.
It was fantastic. I'm like, really, Batista?
Have you heard the rumors or whatever already that apparently that after the whole thing of after Endgame in the next Guardians move or something like that they are going to be a couple of characters that are going to you know come back and go again, and apparently he was rumored as one of the characters. Because if I remember correctly from like the stories or whatever the hell. Himself to go to defeat Thanos,
right?
So, I'm just saying, you know, bye bye. Maybe that's because he's trying to start all this fight with Triple H or whatever, because he knows after this, whatever, I got nothing else to go back to.
Yeah, and now that we go into wrestling, something that's interesting to me that I'm super excited for is that WrestleMania was announced for 2020. It's going to be in Tampa.
Yeah,
it's fucking exciting. It's like I literally like earlier today I drove right by Raymond James Stadium.
Huh.
Yeah,
and he's screaming out from his window, whatever. My friends love your stuff.
Yeah. So here's an Endgame theory. What if Drax beats Thanos? Right. Uh-huh. Hear me out. Hear me out. What if Drax defeats Thanos, and then as soon as he beats Thanos, takes the title and joins AEW.
Wow.
You know, it, stranger things have happened.
Yeah, that'd be kind of interesting, actually.
You know?
That would be very interesting, actually.
He can't fly over his head. He'd catch it. He's too fast.
That what?
Things can't fly over his head.
Yeah, no, they can't.
He would catch it. He's too fast.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you saw he's, like, coming back to WWE, though, right, Batista?
Yeah. Dude, he has the feud right now, Triple H. It's leading up to having a Batista WrestleMania.
Yeah. Yep. And not for nothing, that Triple H promo, the shoot promo he did, it felt like old school wrestling right there.
It did. And then, you know, like he got emotional. He brought some mm-hmm. personal stuff. I think mm-hmm. the one thing that really got was when he mentioned that, you know, that he was there for Rice. Close,
yeah.
Buried his son. And I remember that, dude, when you heard the news.
David Beth, yeah.
That Reed Flair fucking died.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's the one, you know, that line of, you know, a parent's never supposed to bury their kid.
Yeah.
But yeah, like that promo got real. And like
promo. Speaking of promo, mm-hmm. have you heard like the big controversy right now with Ronda?
No.
Okay, so apparently Ronda has like a video podcast on her official website. And the video from
right over here by the light.
That time when she did the evening.
Uh-huh.
Right. Yeah. After that, and after she went out to eat.
Have a nice night.
She was just talking about the WWE universe, whatever. And you know, she was just saying, you know, she kind of just said like, but she was just like, you know, I'm a real fighter, right? Verse, right? You know, I will.
Thank you.
They help make all you bitches tap.
Yeah. That's just, you know, like she was like, you know, I'm a real fighter, right? Mm-hmm. You know, fuck you for, you know, for going against me, kind of thing. Like, you know, sure, add to. But I kind of think part of it's a work to make her into a bad guy. So if she falls, you know, it could go more support for either Becky or Charlotte.
Right. And how do you feel about the Multifarious Matt Hardy?
Wait, what?
Where he's like the multi-fascist Matt Hardy, where he's like, now he's back to like, hey, I'm Matt Hardy from like the Hardy Boys era.
I get it. No. Broken, the whole broken gimmick was kind of like, you know, oh, I'm sorry, somebody woken. So yeah, the whole never like, kind of like they didn't know how to work with it. So, you know, even though it's over with the fans and everything like that, a lot of people that are not like familiar with it,
mm-hmm,
are kind of like, what the fuck is this? And you know, since after he got hurt, and mm-hmm, him and Bray got kind of like you know, pushed under because they both got hurt.
Yep.
Right. It was like, what do we do with them now? So is, you know, because of the namesake of the Hardy Boys. Yeah, teaming with his brother for a while, and they may push him again for a singles run.
Yeah. You know, it would be cool to see, like, hey, they're Matt and Jeff, they're, you know, the old school Hardys. So, you know, who knows what's going to go on with those?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be like, hey, we're going to be, you know, Matt and Jeff, the Hardy Boys, for
life.
I was gonna say like for Hall of Fame.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Yeah, but they're already inducted. Like, you know, they're doing DX, dude. So.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying right now. Who knows for next year? Like, push. And Matt said something in one of his like weird YouTube videos of like, the what was it, the quest for gold or whatever they, you know, what bled
the
them into.
The expedition of gold.
Yeah, that. so, like, he said, like, their quest for that is not quite finished.
Yeah, well, remember, yeah, when they came back, the you know, their debut match back at WrestleMania, a couple of years back, they mm-hmm won the fucking tag titles, so the Raw tag titles.
Right, they won the Raw tag titles for in that three man tag in. God, it was almost like 5 minutes, 10 minutes. You know, and like
it was the Bar, the New Day, and I'm sure I remember the other team.
Yeah, and they beat the Bar.
Wasn't it the Good Brothers?
It might have been.
Yeah,
they beat the Bar on SmackDown like what in like a minute and a half this month. It was like, oh hey, the Hardys are back. Oh hey, we're screwed. Okay, they win. LOL. Pretty much.
Listen, I'm sorry, but I've been a Matt Hardy fan. I never gravitated towards Jeff. And I'm one of those guys that I would actually say, other than the whole Woken gimmick that I love, I already when he was version one.
Oh yeah, I love the V1 stuff. The Matt Pack were epic.
Oh my god, if I could, and the theme song from Monster Magnet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a tornado.
Yeah. The good old days.
Yeah, but it's all right. The expedition of gold. Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, he was on Chris Jericho's podcast like a couple of years ago in full on deletion mode. Like, he does a full on podcast in Broken Matt Hardy. It was going back like, God, 4 years ago?
Like 40 years ago?
Yeah, like 40 years ago. Before he was born, man.
7 years ago.
Damn. Before he was born, he's like,
The Jericho Walls. Yes. Wonderful.
Yeah, okay. So, I guess to close out the geek news, something that was quite disturbing to me is coming out. It's being produced by New Line and Warner Brothers. And something I'm like, why?
Go on.
They're coming out with a Hello Kitty movie.
Why?
Yeah.
You see right now. There's fucking finally.
Yeah, like I could understand like fucking like doing a TV show or something for it, but an actual movie for Hello Kitty.
Well, yeah, I mean, the whole thing is this: it is an iconic franchise,
right? But you got to remember also, like the TV show was garbage back in the day too when it came out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, from what they're saying, it's just New Line Cinemas is creating it, and they're just like, "Fuck it, let's do it," which is gonna be weird because it's also being produced by a Flynn Picture Company or whatever, by Wendy Johnson. Well, Wendy Jacobson and some other people.
I said by Dwayne Johnson. I was like, who wouldn't know that The Rock?
Yeah. And it's gonna be including, of course, Gwen DeTama. I don't know who the fuck she is. Well, it's one of the characters in the whole expansive Hello Kitty universe. Mai Medley and the little twin stars.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with them at all. I'm familiar with Agretsuko that's in that same universe as well.
Hmm.
Which is fucking dope. Have you guys watched Agretsuko on Netflix?
No.
Oh, it's so good.
Is that the character that works during the day and in the evening does fucking karaoke and as death metal?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, it's so good. Because she's just angry.
Interesting.
It's like the reverse of Hello Kitty. It's fucking cool.
Yeah, well, versus Hello Kitty, anything is good, you know.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's all within the same universe because it's from the same company.
Interesting.
It's all by Sanrio, so we'll see if she's like her arch nemesis.
Hmm.
Or Hello Kitty passes by a coffee bar or whatever.
Right? Be awesome.
Oh my god. I just wanted to add this. Have you read that apparently that Disney paying off people to get positive reviews than Marvel?
Uh-uh.
Really?
Yeah. Like a lot of people apparently saying it's like, you know, that it's not the best Marvel movie right now, like, because
right.
Of course everyone's really,
I've been hearing a lot of mix. Yeah.
Well, I haven't really heard anything negative yet, so I can't say I've heard mixed reviews.
Well, no, but you know, it just seems like, you know, that on like Rotten Tomatoes or whatever, they have like good reviews and everything like that. People that like have gone seen the movie have kind of like saying like, how is it this movie got like such great reviews? If it's like, eh, man. Well, I will be honest in saying I'm gonna go see it on Sunday, so I will let you know the next time we record.
Yay! I'm gonna see actually this weekend too. I'm gonna see not fucking Miss Marvel, but I'm gonna see another movie this weekend, and it's actually gonna be Wonder Park that I'm gonna be watching tomorrow.
That'll be interesting too.
I'll get to Captain Marvel once I finish this whole like move thing.
Oh yeah,
sure. You'll do Captain Marvel, but you can't do fucking Wonder Woman. All right.
Nope. I never liked Wonder Woman. We had this discussion.
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, oh, you can give one woman a chance on another one. You're sexist.
Wait, I'm sorry. I thought we had this discussion. Did you want me to not be on the podcast for 3 weeks? Because I could do that again easily.
Sure.
Like I'm mad at you.
Geeks, Steve, Steven, Alex, Cass. No, Brian.
Nope.
we actually agree not be back until he watches both Justice League and Wonder Woman.
I'll invite you guys to the Yay Toys Plus podcast where, you know, well, I guess I'll have you guys on eventually. I don't know.
Yay.
Yay.
Look at that. Yes, whatever. Like, you know, oh, so I'll do my own podcast and then I'll think about inviting you.
Man. I'm gonna do my own podcast. It'd be like 12 times better than you guys.
Yeah. I'm gonna talk about my game. Yeah. Fuck this.
I'm gonna be on iTunes just to be the difference.
Yeah, so I guess that ends the fucking show.
I know. Yo, everybody I've been talking to when I mentioned about the Spotify thing, they're like, oh my God. So,
yeah.
Pretty awesome.
Hell yeah. So thank everybody for listening.
Yeah, you know, thank you guys.
Thank you guys for listening. We're like I said, we're all over the place now, except for iTunes, because fuck iTunes. So you can listen to us.
I use Apple products, so, you know, fuck you, Steve. Ah, I love you, brother, but fuck you.
It's okay. It's okay.
iTunes, please take us back. One more exposure.
So you can check us out on SoundCloud, on Stitcher Radio. You can also check us out on Google Play Music, as well as now on Spotify.
Yeah, Spotify. I love it. You're all like, fuck iTunes. You know, you're like, it's like because, you know, of clickbait and all that. It's like, hey, Steve, here is a $50 iTunes gift certificate. Or
what the fuck am I going to do with it?
I know.
Give it to Alex.
Well, you know, you can listen to on iTunes is the ICGPW Slamcast old episode. Because that's on iTunes.
Is it?
Yeah. It was. It was.
Fucking colleague.
You know what? Brian, honestly, whatever. I had fun when we recorded that, dude.
I wish we had more time to do those.
Yeah, well, you already know, dude. You fucking work, I fucking work, and then, like, our schedules are like clashed a lot, but we try to make it work. But I miss the tripod of it, man. I miss Kali.
I miss that dude too. He's actually gonna be helping me move. Gotta,
yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, we gotta recruit the young muscle, you know.
Yeah. Hey, colleague, how's shit?
Yeah, so like I said, you can check us on those places. Also, you can find us on the social medias. You can find us on the Facey Space at Inner City Geeks, on the Instagram at Inner City Geeks, on the Twitter at Inner City Geeks. Where can we find you guys?
You find me wandering the streets,
fighting crime in Hell's Kitchen.
Wandering the streets looking for dinner.
Yeah, don't say that too much because people will think you're going through like fucking garbage cans looking for dinner right now.
You can find me at Patty's Pub.
Okay, that works too.
That's always it's always sunny. Anyway, no, you can find me on social media, Yay Toys Plus on Instagram, also Bri_2J. Which I've been using a lot less. I've been trying to use the Yay Toys Plus.
Yeah, you gotta program stuff on there.
You know?
Yeah.
You can subscribe to the channel. Thank you to all 313 of you.
Yay.
Hey, Toys.
And growing.
Yeah, you can find me on the YouTube, and you know, I got some stuff coming once I get the move situated. And yeah, thank you guys so much for you know, being subscribers and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So oh yeah, before I even say goodbye, oh Alex, what do you have, Alex? I'm sorry. Where can we find you,
in
sir?
In the sense of where you can find me?
Yeah.
I'd be bothering Brian about Wonder Woman and fucking Justice League. No, but on Twitter, you can find me at Denied, DINYED, and on DIN period Y period ED.
Yay. And
where can we find you, Steve?
Find me at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal on both Instagram and the Twitters. Yes. But what I was gonna say before is like you could find everything that's Inner City Geeks on innercitygeeks.com, which I didn't mention earlier, which for some reason I don't know why. My brain wasn't working. But yeah, innercitygeeks.com, we have a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Of course we have this show, we have Good Games, we have the Yay Toys, we have the Comics Goes Aboard and the Mega Times and the Anime Worlds and all the shits up there. So go check that shit out. Also on innercitygeeks.com we have a link to buy shit on Amazon. So click on that link, then it'll take you to Amazon. You can buy shit there. And, you know, nothing different. You don't have to do anything else. Just click it and it'll take you there.
And what about the sponsors?
That's what I'm trying to do right now, man.
They're like, come ahead of me.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, so also on innercitygeeks.com at the bottom of the page, you see a link to So Sick Clothing Company, where they sell a bunch of cool shit. A bunch of cool shirts. They actually just put out some new designs of their new t-shirts. Very nostalgia-driven. One of them is kind of like, it kind of plays off of the whole Rugrats logo. But it's like the So Sick Rats. It's pretty cool. I like it. I posted it on the Instagram.
And I think I told you off air that like I'm trying to get Diamond Select to be a sponsor too.
Yes, I'm also looking into other companies as well.
You know, I mean, they're not a sponsor yet, but I would like to put it out there to all our listeners that Diamond Select, if you're into like Marvel, if you're into like the Ghostbusters, these guys do fantastic work on their sculpts. I've had the privilege of playing around with Ray Stantz and Peter Venkman from the animated series, along with Slimer and Stay Puft. And these things are just nostalgia all over it. And outside of packing them away for my move, I couldn't put them down. So you should pick those up if you guys are into the Ghostbusters animated series.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the smirk they gave Venkman and like that kind of pouty face they gave Ray. I'm just like, okay, if you guys watched the cartoon way back, you're going to love these things.
Yeah, absolutely. Because they look fucking dope, dude.
I mean, I saw these things at Toy Fair last year and I was like, okay, I must have these. So it's great to actually have these.
Oh, yeah. They should look fucking dope.
Yeah. Brings me
way back. I'm gonna be the bad friend and sing.
You know. What's that?
I was gonna say, I'm listening. If you get your hands on a fucking Egon Spangler, whatever, I'm just saying, dude, you know.
In his weird little, like, banana curl, poopy Elvis Presley hair.
Yeah, yeah. that was always my favorite Ghostbusters. So I'm just. If somehow you can procure that or whatever, that'll be great.
Well,
it would be fantastic.
But before I hang up from this wonderful journey of a podcast, if you watch the Toy Galaxy video on YouTube of the history of the real Ghostbusters, Dan Larson, who I got to meet at Toy Fair, is a really, really nice guy. He explains the vivid detail of why they're not the likeness of the movie. and why they were ginger and blonde and all weird colors.
Okay.
Yeah. So I would check that out.
Yeah. So go check that shit out. So, gentlemen, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Until next.
Yes, and before we leave, I always like to leave you with some musics.
Wait, and you guys are gentlemen? Really? When did that happen?
Yeah, it happens sometimes.
The last episode, I wasn't on it.
Yeah, fucking top fucker.
Fuck yeah, bitch. Oh. Yeah, so like I said, end of the episode, we got some musics. And this week it's a band that kind of snuck up on me because I've never heard of them before. But then I saw some shit pop up in my feeds, and I was like, "Oh, this kind of looks interesting."
I was jazz, like, indie, country rock. What?
No, country rock. That. It's this band called what are they called? While She Sleeps.
Huh.
I've never heard of them until like this week, and I was like, this band is actually pretty interesting. Because, like I said, I saw them all over my feed. All over. I was like, why does this album keep popping up? So the latest album that they have is called So What. I was like, okay. It's interesting titles for an album.
Right.
And then I saw one of their videos, and I was like, oh, this shit is fucking dope. I really like it. It's kind of like hardcore new metal type shit. It's really good. Really fucking cool. Yeah, it's really fucking cool. I really like it. And the name of the song that I will be playing is The Guilty Party. Yes. So make sure you guys check that shit out. Also, don't be a dick. But always remember the geeks.
You're